What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, chillers and spillers? What is up? What is going on? What are the vibes? What are the vibes, chillers and spillers? Thanks for tuning in for another episode. My name is Chanel, aka Nell, the host of Chillin' Spiller Tea. Thanks for tuning in. As I stated just a second ago, thanks for just being loyal and patient and just vibing out with me. It's been a lot going on these last couple of months. Was unable to, you know, put out audio episodes. However, I have been doing interviews on Instagram. So why don't you check those interviews out? On Instagram, if you're not following me, you can follow Chillin' Spiller Tea and press the blue button. When you get to the page and you will be following me, you will be kept abreast on what's going on with Chillin' Spiller Tea. I always post the lineup at the top of the month. So follow me, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to follow Chillin' Spiller Tea on any podcast platform and on social media. I am very active on Instagram. However, I do post as well on Facebook, so you can find me on both platforms under Chillin' Spiller Tea. Like I said, I am very active on those two platforms. I am thinking about going back live on YouTube. Yep, I am thinking about going back live on YouTube. It's just things that I'm trying to figure out in the background. That's why I have not posted an audio version. Is things that I need to figure out as far as like setup. I want a new setup. I want to bring Chillin' Spiller Tea. Like, I want it to be live, you know, like I want a nice setup. I want a nice background for you guys. So before I go back to posting on YouTube, I am going to, you know, have a better setup for you. So like I said, I am Chanel, aka Nell, the host of Chill and Spill the Tea. I have been doing Chill and Spill the Tea since 2020. It's 2024. In a few months, we will be entering 2025. So it will be almost 5 years that I've been doing Chill and Spill the Tea. I absolutely love my podcast. I absolutely love it. It's a great hobby for me, and hopefully, you know, I can turn it into something that's profitable in the future. But right now, it's just a hobby. Once I get more time, I can look into getting some sponsors. But right now, it is a hobby. This podcast is sponsored by Beauty Sleep Bonnets. Make sure you go to www.beautysleepbonnets.com to purchase one of their bonnets. The bonnets are double layered. So you get two colors for the price of one. Each bonnet is $15. Great bonnets. I have a few myself. My daughter has a few. They're great to sleep in. You know, bonnets are great for hair protection. You should not go to sleep without protecting your hair at night. You should not wear anything that's cotton on your hair because it will break your hair. So make sure you go cop a Beauty Sleep Bonnet today. You will not be disappointed. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You know, it's silk press season. Everyone loves a great silk press. The summer is over. No more wearing your hair and, you know, the double strand twists and all of that. The natural hairstyles. Now people are, women are going to go out to get nice silk presses because the weather is changing. You want to protect your freshly silk press. I know you're getting trims with your silk press, so you want to protect your silk press as much as possible. Make sure you go to www.beautysleepbonnets.com and cop a bonnet today. So with that being said, let's get back into Chillin' Spiller Tea. I just wanted to, you know, hop on to, you know, because I haven't been up here in a while, and I know I keep saying I'm going to be more consistent. I have to be more consistent. My life is literally, I try to find some space. I don't have a balance. I have to figure out how to balance everything that's going on in my life. I'm a full-time director. I work full-time. I work part-time, you know, per diem at another facility twice a week. And then I'm doing my home care patients on the weekends. Then I'm trying to fit in children's ability. Then I have, like, church things that I have to tend to. Then my daughter has things that she has to tend to. And when she has things, I have things because I'm there, you know, taking her, dropping her off, being very supportive, being a hands-on mom. And during the week also, it's schoolwork. So I'm trying to find a balance. So if you guys can give me some tips on how to find a balance in this chaotic life of mine, let me know. I wish I can hire someone to lighten the load up, you know, as far as getting a social media manager, getting someone that can come and clean my home. But I'm literally doing everything by myself, and it is a lot on my plate. But like I said, mommies out there, if you could, you know, send me some tips on how to find a balance in my chaotic life. I just told you what's going on in my life, so I'm pretty sure, you know, you guys, the seasoned mommies could tell me how should I go about finding a balance in this crazy busy schedule of mine. So how you can go about sending me those tips, you could DM me on Chill and Spill the Tea on Instagram, or you could email me chillandspillthetea07 at gmail.com. Once again, that email is chillandspillthetea07@gmail.com. So like I said, I do two interviews a month on Instagram, and I do, when I don't do an interview, I am doing what I'm doing now, an audio version. So two interviews a month, drop two audio episodes a month, but I didn't do it last month. My bad. I am sorry about that. Like I said, busy life. I will try to do better moving forward. But if you want to be a part of the show, you could email me. I just dropped my email address, or you could DM me on Instagram. I would definitely get back to you within 24 hours. And yeah, so let's have fun. Like, everyone that comes on the show, they love it. They have fun. We laugh, we cry. It's just great topics that they drop. You know, people have great businesses. You know, I like to promote, you know, people's businesses. So if you have a business, if you're a singer, writer, artist, this, that, let me know. Holla at your girl. I'm the girl to go to for an interview. Do not be shy. I will make you feel comfortable as possible. So yeah, let me help you get your business out there. So today, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about, you know, I know everyone is tired of talking about this situation, but it needs to be addressed. You know, people in power. Let's talk about people in power. And, you know, whether you're the CEO of a company, the CEO of your kids' lives, because parents, we are the CEOs of our children's lives. You know, if you're a manager, if you're a supervisor, you know, you are a person in power. And nowadays, you know, not just nowadays, but it's a long history of people in power taking advantage of everything, you know, because they feel like they could get away with it because they are in power. I don't care what position you hold in life, you should never take advantage of it. Because getting any type of position in your life, you know, majority of the people had to work, you know, had to climb the ladder to get there. Now, if you didn't climb the ladder, it's because you probably knew someone who just let you skate through without working hard to get to where you are today. But I feel like if you start from the bottom, you appreciate the top just a little bit more than just being skated through it, the top, you know, without working, busting your behind to get there. And keep in mind, a lot of people, you know, some people in power, you know, they don't abuse their authority. But you do have a lot of folks that have been abusing their authority for so many, 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 many years. Some have gotten away with it. Some have not. But, you know, eventually it's going to come to an end. So if you're still that person in power and you're trying to get over, eventually you will get caught. So you may get caught and get fired. You may get caught and have to step down from that position. You may get caught, depending on what you have done. You may do jail time. However, if you are a person in power, do not take the position that you have been given for granted. It is a blessing to be in a position of power because, like I said, most people have worked hard to get there. You do not treat the people that is underneath you like they're your peasants. You have to understand that people work there. The people up under you are working hard as well, because maybe one day they're trying to get to where you are. And as a leader, because you are a leader, as a leader, you should be guiding them and teaching them how to get to where you are, not discouraging them, not micromanaging them, not talking down on them, not embarrassing them in front of other colleagues. If you are a person in power and in a position where you are able and where you are supposed to teach, lead, and guide, do it. Do it. Do it. Don't abuse them. Don't mentally abuse them. Don't physically abuse them. Don't emotionally abuse them. Don't sexually abuse them. Because eventually it will come to the light. You know, back in the day, your parents always told you what you do in the dark will come to light. So you could think, okay, I got away with it this time. I'm gonna try it again. You might get away with it the second time. You might do it a third time. You might do it a fourth, fifth time. But that sixth time, you might get caught. All you have to do is do right. Do right, first of all, because you want to do right. Secondly, you're supposed to do right. Now, excuse me. The reason why I am talking about people in power, not just from my own experiences at work, and also me being a child as well, because like I said, parents could be the CEOs. I mean, parents are the CEOs of, you know, their kids' lives. You know, we've all have had some type of trauma in our lives, whether it was coming from a parent, a teacher, someone in the church, someone at work. We've all encountered some type of trauma, right, in our lives. And I want to fast forward to like what's going on in the world now. The whole Diddy, you know, case, the debacle that's going on with him. I don't know everything that's going on. Everything that's coming out, I don't know if everything is true, but I feel like some of it is true. And he is maybe slash was a person of power. You know, at the time of these alleged incidences, he was a person in power. And what it looks like, he did take advantage because of certain things that have gone on, because he had the power to. I don't, like I said earlier, I don't care how much power you have, you should not mistreat people. You should not mistreat the people that work under you. You are supposed to be a leader. You are supposed to teach. You are supposed to guide. And I'm all for, what do you call that? Tough love. I'm all for tough love, but it's, you got to do it right. You know how, you know, your kids, you know, they go to school, they take a test. This is an example of tough love. They go to school, they take a test. They come home, say with a D. You know, everyone knows a D is passing, but everyone knows a D isn't a great grade. Who wants a D? A lot of people don't even want C's. You know, because a C is average. A D is below average. An F is failing, right? So, yes, a D is passing, but it's not a great grade. So, your kid comes home with a D. You know, you talk to your kid, what happened? What do you think you went wrong at? Do you need, you know, I feel like you need more help, blah, blah, blah. But your kid is not really taking heed to what you're saying. So now, since they appear to not care about their grade and about you, you know, caring about them and wanting them to do better, you start to remove certain things from them. Okay, you can't play this game. You can't go outside. You can't watch TV. That's an example of tough love. Like I said, a person in power, yes, you're supposed to teach, guide, lead. Tough love comes with that. But you don't take advantage of that. You teach. You let them know, hey, if someone is working under you and they're messing up, and you teach them at first, you get them a warning. They do it again. All right, you might give them a second warning. And the third warning is, okay, now I'm going to write you up. That's tough love. That's not abusing them, abusing your authority in front of their colleagues, embarrassing them in front of their colleagues. It's not cursing them out. It's not physically abusing them. It's not sexually abusing them. Those are no-nos. That is a no-no. Now, tough love is yes. Now I'm going to write you up because I want you the first time, the second time, now the third time is a written. It's a written, what you call that? It's a verbal warning, then a written warning or something like that. I think that's how it goes. I haven't had to write anyone up under me yet, so I think that's how it goes. And then the next time, you may get another write-up, and then that final is you're out the door. Because now you're playing in my face. But enough, like, let's move away from that. Those are examples of tough love, right? The other stuff, like I said, is a big no-no, a huge no-no. Those are things that you just don't do. You avoid the abusing them, you know, verbally abusing them in front of coworkers, emotionally abusing them in front of coworkers. You know, you should not put your hands on anyone that's working up under you at all. Like, whether you're punching, hitting, or touching them inappropriately. And there are a lot of people coming out now because we know that people in power, you know, a lot of people are afraid to speak up because they don't want to deal with the consequences or the backlash that might come out with it, because a lot of times people don't believe them, because, you know, you do have, you know, a handful of people that would try to set you up because they want something out of it. Money. They probably want the fame, you know. But then That's because, you know, when people come forward that are telling the truth, people don't believe them and they have to suffer the consequences. They may get blackballed, you know. They may get killed. Or they may get hurt really bad. They don't want to deal with that. So, people in power, you have to not learn how to manage your power. Stop abusing it. Because you don't own anyone. No one that works under you belongs to you. And that person could be a very great asset to your company, but you just took advantage of them. Now they don't even want to work for you. Because at the end of the day, people are people. They have raw emotions just like you. If you don't want anyone to talk to you or treat you any certain type of way, then you don't do that to them. In order to get respect, you have to give respect. And people, and respect goes a long way. People appreciate a good boss. People don't appreciate a bad boss. And nowadays, I'm going to tell you now, with these Gen X's and, well, what is it, Gen Z's and Gen Alpha's coming up, they are not with that at all. They will curse you out, walk away, and go become a social media mogul, okay? Social media mogul, and you won't have anyone working for you. And you will be doing everything by yourself, and can't nobody run a business by themselves. Trust me, you need a team. You need a team. You need a team. These Gen Z's and Gen Alphas, they don't want to work. They want the easy way out. They want to be a YouTuber. Okay? They want to be an Instagram influencer. Posting pictures, posting videos. And whatever else it is out there for them to make big, quick money fast and come up. So all of you people out there that are in positions of power, treat your people that work underneath you with respect and treat them like a human. Show that you appreciate them. Bring them in, you know, donuts. Bring them in, you know, bagels. You know, bring them in some fruit. You know, have team building activities, you know, meet with them and don't let it always be a meeting about work. Like just have a meeting with them, like sit down and just talk with them, find out like what's going on in their lives, you know, and maybe you may have something in common. Don't abuse anyone that works underneath you at all. Is not right, and eventually you will get caught. You will either get fired, demoted, or jail time. So that's my spiel regarding people in power. I am today, after I post this, I will post the lineup for October on Instagram. I don't have any interviews this month, which is pretty much it's a good thing because I have a lot going on this month on the weekends. I have just too much going on, but I will drop another audio episode this month. I will do that, but this is dropping today, and then I'll drop another one next week. So that'll be the two audio episodes this week. And then I'll come back next month, which is, you know, getting ready to get into the holiday season. It's about to get real. I know I have an interview next month, and I'm going to drop a couple audio episodes next month. And then I'll do something at the beginning of December, and then the rest of these of December, I'm going on vacation, and then it'll be January. I'll be back for the new year with new topics, with new interviews, and you know, the couples interviews will be back in January leading up until Valentine's Day. So, chillers and spillers, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm out. Mwah.